This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Rach.
Yeah, lady.
Listen.
We just did Ben-Hur in a broom closet.
No, we're going to break it down. We're going to talk football. We talk about threesome slightly.
Mm-hmm. So, and also, find out who Hot Pants is.
Let's get right into it.
Let's just tell you, someone's wearing hot pants in this documentary.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and jerks, welcome to Beckham. Rachael.
Sherrill.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm good.
Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I couldn't be better.
You couldn't?
But let's just remind everybody that this is a comedy podcast. We don't really talk about serious things too often.
No, I mean, I like to take it there sometimes.
Yeah, I mean,
I think I'm the one who forgets that this isn't, we're not doing like a public service announcement.
Yeah, we're really not.
Or that we're not like, you know, doing group therapy. But I take every opportunity I can.
Yes, we're allowed to explore our feelings should we feel like it.
Yeah.
But it is just a comedy podcast, for heaven's sake.
It is just a comedy podcast.
Rachel, what have you been up to? Is there anything that we need to know?
No, I mean, I'm excited that the where we're at right now is that the Writers Guild settled their strike. So for you and I as actors and creators, that's very exciting. And we're hoping soon that the actors' strike will be settled and that we will get paid what we're worth. And then I'll have lots to talk about.
Then you'll have a lot to tell us.
So much to tell you. Yes. But I mean, I've been traveling. Mm-hmm. I was in Chicago last weekend. Then I was in Rockford. I went to Grand Rapids. Beautiful Grand Rapids.
Wow. You've been everywhere.
It was really fun. I really have, Cheryl. How about you?
I went to Orlando and Hines and Young, the company I have, our self-care company. We went to a home and garden show.
Yeah.
It was very fun. It was a little crazy. You know, we saw a lot of campers and we saw some animals. There were ring-tailed lemurs.
At the Home and Garden Show?
Yes. I bought some hair extensions. It was a real.
Oh. Okay. So wait a minute. You saw lemurs?
Yep.
And then you saw
campers.
Some campers.
Mm-hmm.
And hair extensions.
Yeah. I mean, that's not even scratching the surface.
I mean, that's like kind of like a strip mall of a home and garden show.
Well, we were right we were right next to the holiday lighting people.
Oh, really? Was anybody doing dental work there? Was there
I did not.
A dentist or anybody set up shop?
There were, some cooking demonstrations. Right across from us was the Sam's Club guy. It was so fun because we're just hanging out with, you know. There was somebody behind us that had an owl and a parrot. I'm not sure how. Oh, I guess home. I guess the home. That's the home part.
But I just like that you're extending the reach of Hines and Young.
You know? We are. Listen, did we think it through 100%? Like, are people, when they hear home and garden show, they think, I've got to get some luxurious body cream and some candles?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's where their head goes.
Was that, like, your, as we say, like, in the biz, like, your key demographic? Did you find that there were a lot of people that were interested in your products and wanted to buy them?
I wouldn't say a lot. I would say there was a lot of, you know, people that are looking to install hot tubs or, redo their shower.
Or an above ground pool.
So you could have some of that. And then people mm-hmm. walk by and were like, hey, could we interest you in some cream? For what? What for? I don't. It's like, okay, keep walking, keep walking. But we really had a ball.
Oh, lady. Yeah.
We had a ball. Okay, listen, I think we all should, right. We've got a lot to get to.
A lot.
Because this thing is long.
A lot is an understatement.
This thing, I had no idea how long this documentary was.
I just finished it 5 minutes ago.
I was up all night long watching it. Okay.
Yeah.
Today, we were talking about Beckham. It's a docuseries directed by Fisher Stevens, who is best known for his role as Hugo on Succession. Oh, that's interesting. I feel like I know him from so many other things. Okay.
Same. Bottom line, he's like a wonderful actor.
Yes. It follows the life and career of famous soccer star and model David Beckham, as well as his relationship with former Spice Girl and fashion designer Victoria Beckham. Beckham is available to watch on Netflix. Woo! Girl.
Woo!
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a four-parter. There are four episodes.
Yes.
Each one easily over an hour. So it's almost 4.5 hours.
Yes. So.
Worth of David Beckham.
By the way, I don't want to give anything away, but he is easy on the eyes. I mean, that is a gorgeous man.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't be so.
He is. He, you know, it's not hard. He's not hard to look at for 4.5 hours.
No.
You know, and he's fully committed, and he doesn't seem like he's the kind of guy that's arrogant about his looks.
No, he doesn't.
I think it says a lot about what he was like when he started out, like in school, that he felt like he was a total nerd, you know, and that he didn't have a lot of friends. He was just very obsessed with football.
Or as we the Americans like to say, call it, soccer.
We rednecks. Soccer.
Well, mm-hmm. Are you calling all of America soccer. Rednecks that we call it soccer? Soccer. But now I feel like we should call it football. Because now that I've been with football. David Beckham for so long, I feel like, of course it's football.
Yeah.
I learned a lot. And here's one of the things that I learned.
I bet you did.
Oh, no. Now I can't even remember the name of it. What did they keep calling the field? They called it something.
The pitch.
The pitch.
It's the pitch. Yeah. I love Brits.
Yes.
Tom Ellis is one of my favorite people on the planet. Okay. He's a Brit.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of all the Bond films, everything. Yes.
Okay.
I think the coach, the head coach, Sir Alex Ferguson, fascinating. That dude's fascinating to me. I think he's Irish. Because I feel like
his
seemed to speak with a brogue. Did they establish that?
It was so thick. By the way, there were a lot of very thick accents going on in this.
Very thick accents. That half of the film, 2 hours of the film, in part, I didn't understand what they were saying, Cheryl.
I had my subtitles on, and I was reading so fast because I was like...
I love that you turned your subtitles on.
No, because, I mean, David Beckham, adorable and beautiful, but whoa, I had to rewind it because I wasn't even sure what he said.
Yeah, I just gave up. After episode two, I was like, it's okay, I don't need to understand what's happening all the time. I don't need to understand it.
Okay, so listen, it all starts out with David Beckham making honey. I mean, he doesn't actually make the honey. The bees are making honey. And David, so Fisher, the documentarian, asked him what he's going to call it, and he said golden bees, although Victoria wants to call it DB sticky stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't even know why we started with this.
Because that's how the film started. It started on this beautiful, picturesque, cinematic shot of David Beckham going in a full bee suit, like his beekeeper suit.
Yeah, beekeeper.
And then I'm like, okay, so he's in a beekeeper suit. And he walks up, he opens the jar, it's all very close. And then I think they just wanted to show the simplicity of his life now. He's just like happy, keeping the bees alive,
making honey.
And all of the tiny little beehive huts, right?
Yeah.
They were immaculate. They looked like perfect little dog houses. I was like, you know what? All of these together probably cost more than my home.
The bees are living large at the Beckhams. Yeah. They are having a ball.
I literally was feeling a twinge of jealousy at how perfect those were. I was like,
they were very beautiful.
I want my house to look like these beehives.
They were very beautiful.
They were white with like a black roof, and I was just like, this is stunning.
Okay, in 1996...
We're never going to get through this.
No, I know. I'm
There's
just going to
no
start.
Shot in hell.
1996, 21-year-old David Beckham was a 21. Player on Manchester United. In the first game of the season, he kicked a goal from the opposite half of the field, and after that, things were never the same.
It was crazy.
Ted Beckham, his dad, so cute. He was a working-class guy, obsessed with Manchester United.
Obsessed.
To the point of always driving a red car. I guess because their colors are red.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
They're red
Sandra,
and white.
Sandra, David's mom, was a hairdresser, and David would make tea and toast for all the ladies getting their hair done. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
And as a kid, David didn't have many friends and obsessively played soccer.
Yeah.
Okay, enter.
Enter.
Sir Alex Ferguson. Mm-hmm. I have so many mixed feelings about him.
Oh, and I have mixed feelings about all the men in his life, like all of his father figures.
Hi.
Troubling.
Sir Alex Ferguson was the Manchester United manager. He met David at the age of 12 and was like a father figure to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because David went off to school, right?
Yes.
And then he would say he had a toothache, so... He would, because he was so homesick.
Because he missed his mom and dad. Yeah. Yeah. But he was an only child, right? Or no, I thought he had siblings. But we never see his siblings.
I could not tell you.
Exactly.
I feel like he doesn't. I mean, feelings aren't facts.
He has sisters, but they're not really in the
documentary. They're not in the
documentary. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we saw them with siblings around him when he was practicing. Like all that footage. I'm sure his sisters love the fact that his dad had 3,000 videos of David playing soccer as a kid.
He really did.
1,300 to 1,400. Yeah.
David played his first game for Manchester. He quickly became a star player, and the other players called him Pretty Boy because he was pretty.
It's true.
That's not a lie.
No, it's not a lie.
He's a gorgeous man.
He's gorgeous.
Rachel, he's gorgeous.
Cheryl, he's gorgeous.
And I have something to tell you about his gorgeousness towards the end. I'm going to hold it till the end.
All right. Keep it in. Keep it in. I'm dying. This is a real cliffhanger.
It is.
You guys, she's just stirring the pot right now. Like, all of us can't wait to hear what you're holding on to. Okay.
You get ready.
Okay. Oh, I'm ready.
Gary Neville was another star player, remembers that David wanted to do more than football. Mm-hmm. David started working with brands and making money. He loved expensive stuff and spent all his money on cars. If he would get a 50,000 pound deal with Adidas, then mm-hmm. that's what he would spend the next day on a 50,000 pound car. Mm-hmm. He immediately blew up after that one kick.
Yeah, the one kick that was, that's the title of the first episode.
Oh, is it?
I think it's like the one kick or the kick. I think it's just called the kick. Because it was extraordinary. But, like, listen, I don't want to brag, but I'm going to. Okay. I played football for the Cardinal Boosters in Ohio from third grade.
And by football, you mean soccer.
Soccer, yes. Yeah. No, from probably second or third grade till my fifth grade. And my dad coached our soccer teams. And I was obsessed. But that was when Pele was big. And I remember going... Yeah. To see Pele at a soccer field in a stadium in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio. But that kick that he made, for him to score that goal from midfield is unheard of. And the way was, it wasn't like an accident.
Right.
It was calculated, and it wasn't like the goalie fucked up. It just was, it was a perfect kick. So that's why it was, and especially if that had happened in the United States, it probably wouldn't have gotten that much exposure. But the fact that it happened in the UK, where it's, you know, it's like the NFL, football for them is like the NFL in the United States. It was massive. Yeah.
The kick heard round Manchester.
Yes.
David saw the Spice Girl. Oh no.
I know. Do you believe it? It's already time. The look on Cheryl's face just like, she's just disappointed in herself.
Well, we have to take a break.
Yeah.
We have to take it. We have to, Rachel.
I know we have to. And we've only talked about the first 10 minutes of the documentary, and we have 4 hours to cover.
Why did we spend so much time on the Home and Garden Show? Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, we're back. Jumping right back in, Rach.
Jumping right back in.
I'm not effing around.
You can't say fucking?
You can.
You're just a lady. You're just a lady.
I am so... Well, she's all you ever want. She's the kind you like to flaunt and take to dinner. Okay. David saw the Spice Girls on TV.
Yes.
And he said, I'm going to marry that one. And he was talking about Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, Posh Spice.
And the Spice Girls made a halftime appearance at a game. And David Beckham scored. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, did he ever.
Boy, did he ever.
Boy, did he ever. And Victoria Beckham says... She doesn't really like football, but she'd seen David in magazines, and she had a crush on him. Mm-hmm. She was kind of shy and introverted. I mean, how great were the Spice Girls?
They were everything.
I mean, I don't remember any other song than, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I'll tell you what you want. Giving you everything, all the joy could bring, this I swear.
I don't know it.
That might have been the same song. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not.
But tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
She also did
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Please yeah? don't.
No, she also did what?
Yeah, okay, I can't think of it right now. And no, we can't. Let's move on. But lots of great songs from the Spice Girls.
Victoria and David fell madly in love. Mm-hmm. They were like sneaking around, trying to see each other.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they had the paparazzi brothers, and we could have done without...
Why we needed to talk to them. Yeah. I love that they were just these two guys.
Yeah, just two guys.
Yeah, I know.
And we were just they would just cut to and be like, they're like, yeah, we wanted to take the pictures. Oh, please. I don't know. I shouldn't do
Please do more accents. Oh, No. Yeah, but they were great. And it was odd that he said, didn't you feel kind of weird taking pictures? This is jumping ahead when they had a baby. And they were like, well, yeah. And they both like sort of like stumbled through that. And then they said, well, it was a different time.
Yeah, gross.
It was a different time. Back in the day, everybody took pictures of their kids because it was before the internet, right? So if it would only appear in print, like in a magazine.
Mm. See, they had to get it.
Yeah.
In 1997, David was summoned to play for the England national team.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of confused me.
It totally confused me, Cheryl.
I don't know what that means. I thought he was on a national team.
Yep. Manchester United. I was just as confused.
And the manager was Glenn Huddle.
Yeah. Yeah, Glenn Huddle.
And can we just say something about Glenn?
Yeah.
He back in the day when he was like, I guess, a huge soccer star, he wore some tiny shorts. And how did he – this was
keep
my
it all
question.
In. I don't know how he kept it all in.
I wasn't even thinking of that.
Oh, I was. Because you're doing nothing but running and kicking and jockeying.
And jiggling, and it's like, things are jiggling
I'm
around.
I'm surprised a ball didn't fall out at some point.
If you will.
If you will.
Why was he able to wear shorter shorts than anyone else playing that game? That seems like that would be against the rules.
Right. It seems like he custom made them.
He did.
He was like, listen, when I get me shorts, when I get me knickers, I have my tailor take an inch off. each leg, you know, to give the people what
By
they
the
want.
Way, and
they
I said think it was more than an inch.
Somebody said he had, yeah. Well, somebody said he had great legs. Who said
you know,
that? Was it David Beckham?
Or
was
it?
Yeah, he said it's good, great legs.
I was like,
legs.
Well, he did it.
And then in my mind, I remember thinking, did he mean like he had strong legs, like fast legs? Or did he mean like he had good looking gams?
People wanted to see him. No, I think people wanted to see him. David was impressed with him.
I didn't really need to see them.
I liked seeing them.
Okay.
It was slightly distracting because it was like all I can look at are his thighs when I know I'm supposed to be paying attention to the soccer ball, wherever that thing's going. Okay, listen.
No pun intended.
David and Victoria got engaged.
Yes.
And then David was on the front page of, I don't know, something for wearing a sarong.
And also he never explained really why he wore a sarong, like why he wore a sarong.
But that's what you love about him.
Yeah.
It's like he can do whatever the...
Yeah. And that's what the players were saying. This, like, now he's getting all this attention.
However, Glenn Huddle.
Mm-hmm.
Bench David on the national team after that picture came out.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is a theme. This is a theme throughout this whole.
Yeah. They punished him for being famous.
Famous and gorgeous.
Yeah. That was their way of saying, get your head out of, you know, what's
You're
going
sarong.
On outside of the game. Exactly. And get your
head in the game.
Get in the pitch. Get your head back on the pitch.
Oh, this was also, it was odd. The night before the huge Argentina-England rivalry game, Victoria told David she was pregnant.
And she said, I didn't think it was going to affect him.
This was like the biggest game.
To which even I was like, I call bullshit on that. Just a little bit.
You can't wait 24 hours. Not that, listen. I'm not here to judge. It's like...
But yeah, that seems like sabotage. I'm just saying.
It seemed like...
What about me?
I mean, look, yes. Okay, here's what happened during this game. So this game is like... It seemed like the whole world is watching this game because it's such a rivalry and these countries have been at each other for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then this guy, Diego Simeone?
Yeah, Diego Simeón. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, is it Simeón?
It's Simeón because he's Spanish.
Okay.
Or Argentinian.
He did something to David. I can't even tell you exactly what.
He tackled him. It was like late after a kick or something like that. Like he went to try to steal the ball from him and he knocked him down aggressively.
Diego did.
Diego,
and
yeah.
And then, I mean, I would really like to recreate this because I can't even imagine how anybody could have any power to a kick. So now David Beckham is on the ground, face down.
Mm-hmm.
And when Diego was getting up, it's not funny, but it kind of was. David, like, kicked his little foot up behind him.
His little foot up?
You know, it wasn't a full leg kick.
No, from the knee to the toe. Like, just like he bent his leg up.
Yeah, it was just a little pip.
Oh, was it a pip?
You know, if you're walking with someone and you want to, like, kick him in the butt and you flip up your leg. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No. You mean, like, if you want to kick your butt, you kick your own butt? If you're like, I'm going to
show you. Next time we're together.
Yeah, it's like he wanted to put his, it's like as if he put his heel to his butt when he was laying down on the ground and his quad was on the ground, right? So he flicked his leg up. Yeah.
It was like, yes, that's a good.
But it wasn't like a punch. It wasn't an aggressive tackle. No.
And it was a weird, like you said, it was a weird flick.
Yeah. It was like a flick.
Leg flick. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
Except maybe. I didn't even understand what was going on, Rachel. But anyway.
It wasn't like during the game of play.
I see.
Do you understand? Like, it was like everything had stopped and he did it after. And then Diego
fell down.
Diego admittedly fell down and tried to act like, oh, his little flick made me fall down. Like, he was making fun of him is what he said. But he really acted it out, like, as if it was really egregious.
Yeah.
So then people were thinking, oh, somebody's going to get a yellow card. Just a yellow. Like, between Diego and David Beckham.
What does yellow mean?
It's a warning.
Okay.
It's a warning. And then The ref gave the red card to David Beckham for unsportsmanlike conduct, basically, and threw him out of the game, which was, I love that everyone was so mad at David Beckham.
I know.
I was like, why is United Manchester or Manchester United so mad? Why is all of the UK so mad at David Beckham when really it seems like that was a bad call?
It was a bad call. It was terrible.
Let's call them. Let's get them on the phone.
Hey, Thomas, if you're the ref, the
Manchester United, or just the UK, call all the people in the UK right now.
Call the UK.
And tell them we want to clear something up. Yeah, yeah.
The game went to a penalty shootout, and then England lost.
Yeah.
And then Glenn, Shorty Shorts, goes on TV and says that it was David Beckham's fault.
Yeah. Short pants huddle.
Oh, short
pants. Hot pants huddle.
I was so angry at him.
Yeah.
I was real angry.
And then the guys even said, we don't understand that. Because if it's one of your teammates, right? If it's your team, you take care of your team. So that was kind of even a departure.
Right.
And then they didn't understand. And I think that's where it was like sour grapes for Hot Pants. Jealous. Hot Pants was jealous.
Was jealous.
Of beautiful Beckham.
Oh, beautiful Beckham.
Yeah.
So David went to the U.S. He hung out with the Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm. They did the Late Show with David Letterman. Mm-hmm.
And they like surrounded him with their sweetness. And
he was able to step away from everything that was going on in the UK and the backlash. Yeah. And he thought it was going to be over within like a couple of days. That people would get over it.
Oh, gosh. Rachel.
I know. Then he flew back.
Well, we got to take a break.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Kidding you.
Oh my gosh, Thomas.
Thomas, do you even realize how many more hours of this thing?
And you know what? This is like a teaser.
This is a teaser.
For people that really want to watch this because it's actually fascinating.
I thought it was really great.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about soccer. I don't know that much about Hot Pants.
I called Cheryl last night and she was like in the middle of watching it and you were like, this is fascinating. It's really good. It's really good. I can't wait to
break it down.
Yeah, to break it
down.
Talk
about the home show. Okay.
Yeah.
We will be back in just moments.
With more Hot Pants Huddle.
With more Hot Pants.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, and we're back. The thing is, I was shocked.
Yeah.
Were you shocked and outraged at how mean people were to David Beckham?
Yeah. I mean, I was, but I wasn't in a weird way. Because the UK press, in particular, is really good at inciting that kind of hate.
People were spitting
on him.
Look
at those headlines.
They were yelling at him.
Were the stupid boy. You know, like not calling him a man. And then Victoria Beckham made a really great point when she said he was 23 years old.
Yeah.
She's like, he's a kid. And it was vicious.
It was vicious.
Thinking about, nobody remembered what he had done the entire season. They just focused on that one error.
It was like mob think, you know?
Mob mentality.
Mob mentality. And people... People get together and then they fuel each other to do even worse things. And they were
so
mean to him. It was a pylon. It was a UK pylon.
Yeah.
David returned to Manchester United and Sir Alex tried to protect him. It was very sweet. Mm-hmm. See, then I was like, I'm so glad Sir Alex is there. Sir Alex said, I'm going to protect you. He got the team to rally around him.
Yeah.
And it was very, very sweet.
Because I think he had a change of heart. He had like a minute, right? He told him to go on holiday and then you come back and it's just sort of like business as usual. What's fascinating to me is that the entire time, throughout the entire documentary, we learned that like David Beckham never went to therapy. He never talked about any of that stuff, that like an entire country hates you. I'm sorry. I'm calling Marty.
Somebody needs to call Marty.
I'm calling
and get
you.
Get a second opinion about what's happening.
Right.
I don't know how he did it. I mean, I felt so sorry for him.
I know.
But he was tough, man. You know what? He kept going out there. He wasn't playing very well. Every time he'd do anything, they booed him. When he ran out onto the pitch, they booed him.
Thank God you finally got that.
Yeah, I got it.
Here we go. You got it. You got it. But then also, can we talk a little bit about how his dad, he talks about when he was under that extreme pressure, he talks about how his dad weirdly prepared him for that because his dad was so hard on him and was always like, you didn't do it right. Go back. Do it again. You didn't do it right. Go back. And his mother had said, you're being too hard on him.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's fascinating that he had these two really extraordinarily tough father figures.
And even when he did something great, they didn't really
celebrate it. Yeah.
Rachel, David and Manchester United faced off against Diego Simeone. Inter Milan.
Wait, what is that again?
Team,
how do you say it?
Don't worry about it. Manchester United won.
Yeah.
And David played his ass off.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he gave it his all. He was amazing.
Yep.
And then I've never seen this before, but this must be a thing. Because after the match,
It's a soccer match.
Okay. After the match, David and Diego exchanged shirts.
Yes. I like that they exchanged shirts too. Is that a show of solidarity? I think the exchanging of the jerseys is symbolic. It's like showing respect, you know,
like
for the other team.
You played a great game. No, you did. Here's my shirt. Here's my shirt.
And I just went, you know, I just made all that up. I don't know. I think that's what it is.
No, of course. That's, Thomas is saying yes.
Okay, good.
And now, Posh, I feel like we should call her Victoria because that's really her name.
Yes,
or do you want to call her Posh?
No, we didn't.
You feel like calling her Posh?
I just want to let everybody that doesn't know the Spice Girls, that Victoria Beckham was a member of the Spice Girls, and her character name was Posh. So when we refer to Posh or Victoria Beckham, we're talking about the same person.
Who do you think is listening to this show?
I think people.
Somebody who has never heard of.
Yep.
Okay.
Of soccer, that's never heard of football, Victoria Beckham, or the Spice Girls.
Okay. So Victoria had a C-section and the headline read, "Too Posh to Push."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the press was really fixated on David and
Well, they just wanted
Victoria.
To tear them down because they were so happy and so successful.
Yeah, and beautiful. And
Yeah.
The more attention David got, the better he played. Oh, and it was so cute because he's got such great hair, right?
Yeah.
So he always had these like cute blonde highlights and stuff, and then one day he comes out on
Can we talk about first when she has the baby, when she went with with all this Too Posh to Push comes out,
the day she had
the baby, she's laying there in the bed and they're like, David, you should go out and announce that you've had a baby, say what sex it is and the name of it. And he's like, okay. And as she's laying there having just given birth via C-section, she's like, I've had an epidural and I'm numb from the waist down. And David looks at me and he says, can you do my hair?
Hair.
My hair. Yeah, thank you. Can you do my hair? And she did it. And he looked amazing.
He did look adorable and amazing.
Amazing.
By the way, I really liked her too. She's really plucky. You know what I mean?
And she's also very down to earth.
Yeah.
And like dressed beautifully in all of her testimonials, like her her confessionals. I was half listening to her talk and half just looking at her clothes, her hair, her jewelry.
Yep. Because in one in one interview. She's got short hair. Well, after my time at the Home and Garden show, in one interview, she's got like, a bob. Yeah. And then in the next interview, Rachel, it's like full on.
Yeah. She's like a Brett long. Girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. You're really calling back. She's like a Brett girl.
She's a Brett girl.
Okay.
And then also just the surroundings, like what their home looked like. I mean, it was impeccable and stunning.
Of course. Yeah. Well, so then David.
Yeah.
Now everybody's watching David all the time. And he's getting so much attention. Although I loved his teammates. His teammates, when they talked about him, never said the guy was an asshole or I couldn't stand it. They would have.
And if they he would had have, actually been that way, you know.
But he wasn't. And he came out on the pitch and he had shaved his head.
Yeah.
And people went crazy.
And he didn't take his hat off that day when he came into the locker room because he knew Sir Alex was going to be pissed.
And he was.
And they asked him, did you do it to get attention? And he said, no. Cheryl.
You think he did?
I think it's like a cheeky, because now I'm a Brit, but I think it was just like a cheeky, fun way for him to be winking at kind of like, fuck you all. I can do whatever the fuck I want. And she even said, Victoria even said, that was his way of showing some rebellion, right? Because he had been under such scrutiny, 23. He's getting older now. He has a child. He's kind of like, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want now, which is kind of great. She's like, he's becoming a man.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody looks better with a shaved head. There's one man that I know that looks great with a shaved head, better than David Beckham.
Would you like to say?
No.
No, secrets. Rachel has
secrets.
I mean, I just loved all the close-up shots of his face.
Yeah.
Ugh. And he did. After he cut his hair, after he shaved his head, he just like, he did get more serious. Not that he wasn't serious. He was serious about the game, of course. But I don't know. There's something happened.
No, but that look of distraction and fear about what happened at Manchester United, it was like he had moved past it and was ready to be like, fuck all y'all. Fuck you. I'm bringing out the F words right now, Cheryl. I'm making up for the ones you didn't say. But I'm not, you know.
You're not concerned. And then Manchester won the treble, a trio of three championships in 1 year.
Was it called the treble or a trio? Wait, where is it, Cheryl, in the thing? Are you saying that right?
Yeah, treble.
I'm so shocked.
And then David and Victoria got married.
Oh, come we talk. We finally got to it. 48 minutes into the podcast.
They asked everybody to wear black and white. And they tell everybody what they wore.
And they wore purple. He wore a purple, not just a light purple. It was like Prince purple. Yeah, it was like Prince purple.
Yeah.
It was like, are you guys now a bandmates of the artist formerly known as Prince? Because you're in so much purple.
Suit. She had on a purple dress, and then their little baby had on also a purple matching jumper.
Yeah,
purple
jumper. And then they sat on thrones. But Victoria Beckham's response to this, which I absolutely love, is she was like, "We were just having fun."
She's
like, "It was fun."
Yeah, it was.
And
so
I love that. Yeah.
And they cut their cake with a sword.
They did? How did I notice that?
Well, because I was looking. Because I wanted to see the cake. And I was like, yes, they're holding a sword. Okay. They went on a honeymoon. And then it was supposed to be for 10 days. And then Sir Alex called him back in after 5 days.
He's like, not on my watch. You don't get to be fancy and famous on this watch. It's all about your job. And he was getting tired of the publicity machine.
Sir Alex was over it. David... got an ear pierced with the big diamonds. Yeah. And at some point he got a mohawk.
He could walk in with that mohawk right now, Cheryl. And what would you say?
Hello, David Beckham. I love your mohawk. What would you say?
I would say this. I would say, yo, David, dope.
Nope.
You look dope.
Oh, that would be the
My
most
kids
humiliating.
Say that now. No, Henry and Otto now say dope. I've taught them dope, and it's hilarious.
I hope you get to meet David, and I hope you get to say that, because there will be nothing weird about a middle-aged white lady saying,
yeah,
hey, your hair looks dope, David.
It looks so dope, David.
By the way, didn't that take you back to, remember at that time?
Yes.
When every all kid, the little boys, yes. they would let the mohawk grow out a little bit, and then the top, they would like spike it up. It was so cute.
Yeah, and that was a result of shaving their heads. Remember all the little boys with shaved heads?
Yes.
Because they wanted to be like Beckham. It was just adorable.
David was selected to be captain for the 2002 England World Cup team. He played his heart out to try to redeem himself for his 1998 performance. I mean, he did play, I don't know anything about soccer, but it looked like he was doing a great job.
For Real Madrid? Are you talking about when he
No, this...
Oh, okay. Oh, this sorry. This spoiler is alert. England.
Okay. This was a weird thing. When Sir Alex kicked a soccer boot at David in the locker room.
Yeah, after they lost a game.
So, okay. Apparently, a soccer cleat is, they call it a boot.
A boot. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what it was in the beginning. When he's like, when they were doing the confessional with the other player, and he goes, yeah, of course I remember it. It was my boot. And I was like, what are we talking about?
I was like, are we talking about cowboy boots? Or
I don't know. Like a hunter boot? Yeah, I didn't know if it was like a hunter riding boot. That would make sense in English land. You know what I mean?
I like a big riding boot. So I guess Sir Alex got real hot and heated in the locker room, kicked what's his name's boot, who was cute. That guy was cute too. There were so many cute guys.
There were a lot of cute guys.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
And then the boot, we'll call it the boot, hit David in the face over his eye.
Over his eye. And cut him, and it started bleeding.
Yes.
And it became a press point, and they took pictures of it. And there was speculation as to whether he had stitches or not. And Sir Alex had to come out and say, just for the record, I don't even think he said that. I'm just making that up. But I like to say record as if I'm a Brit.
What did he say?
So just for the record, there were no stitches. David came out unscathed. That's not what they said.
You make him sound very upscale and sophisticated.
Oh, because I was going for Cockney.
Oh. Can you do regions? I didn't realize you had that kind of skill set. Oh,
Cheryl, can I do regions? Oh, my God. I can do an Irish brogue that will put you on your ass.
I would love to hear it.
I went to theater school, and it's like, oh, the luck of the Irish to ya. No.
You're hired. Okay.
It's terrible.
By the way, after that, after boot gate, they didn't really speak again, Sir Alex and David.
No.
Or I guess they never had a conversation about that. And then soon after, David went to Barcelona to play for Real Madrid.
Well, what happened was he got traded. And Sir Alex, that's what it was, Cheryl, is that Sir Alex, unbeknownst to David, Real Madrid announced that they had been successful in trading David Beckham to their roster, unbeknownst to David Beckham. And he was like, what? And he heard it through the press as well. Nobody called him to say, hey, we're trading you.
That was so sad.
Right. And then he went in to talk to Carlos, who was the other coach or whatever. He said, it's done. And he said that he was like ice when he said it. He's like, it's done. David's gone.
So sad.
And then David Beckham said he was so glad he never went and talked to him about it.
Right, because he called. He wanted to talk to Sir Alex.
To try to change his mind.
They wouldn't take his call. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't.
Rachel, and he said he was glad he never spoke to him because it would have broken his heart. Yeah, I know. That's awful. I mean,
David Beckham, I just want to hold him and pat his hair, stroke his hair and just say, you're going to make it. I mean, if I could turn back time and do that in the moment, it probably would be more effective than doing it now. It's just weird.
I'm not going to even comment on that. That was just a strange statement.
Don't worry about it. Okay.
Because when you pet my hair like that and say to me, don't worry, you're going to make it, I thought that was just for me.
No, I do it for anyone in need.
Okay. Wow.
So don't get too close to me if you're having
a bad day. This is my last podcast, guys.
Victoria and the family moved to Spain.
Spain.
She did not like it. And they were...
Allegedly.
She kept saying
it wasn't about Spain. Oh. She's like, it wasn't about Spain. Oh. And she puts her fingers out like this every single time.
Like and a handshake. She's like,
right. And the press said that she didn't like Spain because she didn't like the smell of garlic all over the place.
That sent Spain into a tailspin.
You are not allowed to diss their cuisine.
That is right. By the way, mm-hmm. I mean, I hate to boast. But please. I have been to Barcelona. Wait. No, I've been to Madrid.
And, but have you ever been to me?
But I've never been to me.
To me.
And they do make the best Spanish omelets you've ever had.
I just think they have more exotic cuisine than a Spanish omelet in Spain. Really? Okay. She just got her hackles up.
Unless you've had a Spanish omelet, because when I got back to LA, I thought, oh, I'm going to whip up a Spanish omelet. And they are very complicated.
Okay.
They have potatoes in them.
I take it back. I love you. I take it back.
Okay. Yeah.
I believe you.
I mean, they have other great things, but that really was the standout. Okay. Doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter. It was exciting. But
yeah.
Victoria, she's not eating Spanish omelets, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. That was the thing that they got upset that she went out. And they said she ordered all this food and she ate 3 almonds and a couple sips of water. I think I might be making the water part up, but it was 3 almonds and something else. I can't remember, which was really shitty.
And then they were mad at her.
Yeah.
So now he's making a big stir in Barcelona, in Madrid.
Yeah.
And the coach is starting to get annoyed by it. Mm-hmm. Benched him.
Yep.
Why did he bench him again? It was just getting too much attention. He did something. He was like getting too many ads. Oh my gosh, all those ads.
Yeah, I think that's what it was the ads. I'm not sure. Or just even...
At some point, David was accused of having an affair.
Yes, it came out that he was having an affair. And he doesn't deny it in the documentary.
He doesn't deny it.
No, I like the way they dealt with it, actually.
Yeah. It was like, we don't need to tell you the details of our personal life. This is what the press said, and this is what everyone thought. And it was a very, very difficult time.
Yeah.
And then, out of nowhere, David Beckham signs with the LA Galaxy in the U.S.
Yeah.
For a $250 million contract.
Yeah.
Which was insane. Because the U.S. doesn't really, we haven't really valued soccer the way
football,
the world. So this was crazy. And Victoria was very happy because they were moving to L.A. Okay, here, this is where my story comes up.
Okay.
You're going to be like, this is what we waited for?
I'm so excited. Yes. Worth it. Worth it.
Kat went to the same school as the Beckhams' kids.
Yes.
And I remember.
Oh, this is the greatest story ever. I know this story, you guys.
I remember.
You guys.
It's not that great.
No, but it's fun for me.
Because when I would walk Kat into school, I'm barely awake. I've got pajama bottoms on and a giant sweater. And I am just barely, which most of the moms, that's what we look like.
All the time. I just did it this morning. I'm still in the same clothes. Hi.
In our slippers. And I'm walking. Yeah. And I see all the moms just kind of stopping for a second. And then I see it's David Beckham walking his kid in. And he's like in a leather jacket. He looked. And it was like he was walking. It was like he was walking in slow motion. Mm-hmm. And I did the same thing as the other moms. I slowed way down. And then when he walked by, he smiled and did like a little head nod.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I realized at that point I had stopped walking completely in my pajama bottoms. And I was like, wow, he might have been the most good-looking person I'd ever seen, besides Cindy Crawford. If you've ever stood next to her for any amount of time, you would be
sure
like,
haven't.
Wow.
You know I haven't.
It's not good for your self-esteem, I can tell you that.
That's a lot. Can I tell you something else?
Yeah.
Do you know that I've taken Soul Cycle classes with Victoria and David in West Hollywood?
What were they wearing?
Oh, amazing. And they're the most kind and just
tights.
Like normal people, but I was scared to talk to them.
Yeah, well, good. You
I just felt
be
like
bothering
gross.
Them.
I'm going to be like this gross person that's like, hi.
Oh, here's another thing. Mm-hmm. This is what's interesting about living in LA, okay? Because when the Beckhams came to LA, I guess they're friends with Tom Cruise and Will Smith. Stevie Wonder. Because at that same school, Stevie Wonder's son went there, who was friends with Kat. I went to his birthday party, and when Stevie Wonder sang happy birthday to his son, moms, I mean,
I would have passed out.
It was amazing. You're just like, how am I watching Stevie Wonder sing happy birthday?
Let me ask did he sing the regular? And we can sing it. Happy birthday to
you.
No, it was
Lady.
It was, happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
Happy birthday. Wow.
Oh, we were all feeling it, Rachel.
Were you lit? Were you guys drinking?
I was
drinking?
Lit. No. It was like in the middle of the day in a park somewhere.
I don't know.
Okay, listen. Here's what happened. We got to wind it down.
Wind it down. Can I just say I love doing this with you? That just popped out. I just need to say it, Thomas.
That's very sweet. Rachel.
No, but it's just so fun. Like
getting information out to people.
I just love people hearing things about you that only I know. Or our girls' friends. Like our girlfriends know. But anyway. Okay. Yeah, okay. It's
anyway,
just fun.
Okay. When David played for the Galaxy, that was pretty hilarious. All the shots of him watching the Galaxy players play.
Yeah.
Because they weren't quite up to the standard.
You know. No.
But some of them had like day jobs, like pool cleaners, gardeners.
Yes.
And they lost 12 games in a row.
Listen, he would have been better off going to Pan Pacific Park and playing soccer with those guys, you know, playing football. Yeah.
All of this didn't remind you of, what's the show that everybody loves? Oh, Ted Lasso. I mean, the whole time I'm thinking, oh, Ted Lasso, Ted Lasso, Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking?
No.
Oh, okay. meanwhile, Victoria was loving L.A., and then David feuded with American star Landon Donovan. And eventually, the team clicked, and they won the MLS Cup.
I don't even know what that is. I don't either, but that's great.
He retired. They moved back to England. He played one more season in Paris. Now the kids are grown up, and his next move is to start a football team in Miami. And by the way, how cute that his team color is pink.
I'm not a fan. I don't think pink is a great call for a sports team.
You can keep that to yourself.
Okay, well, I didn't. I just said it on our podcast. And it's
you
just
are
because...
a negative Nelly.
No.
It's not intimidating.
No. It might be very intimidating. I can see your point of view. It's just, I think I'm so old and like old school that I think of certain colors when it comes to sports. And you know what?
That's
I need
why you
to open my mind.
Well, when you got married, you probably didn't wear a purple dress.
You're absolutely right.
I probably didn't cut your wedding cake with a sword.
I didn't. I cut it with a plastic knife. I didn't. You were there, Cheryl.
I know.
You were there for the first one.
I know.
God, that's sad. You were there for the first one. And then you were there for the second one. And I was there for your wedding. I wasn't there for your first wedding, but I was there for your second wedding. Oh, no, I was there for your first wedding.
It's a fun game we play. Were you or weren't you there for a wedding?
So good.
Rachel, are you ready for final thoughts?
Yes, I am.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
I sure didn't. Did you cry?
I did.
When?
After everyone was so mean to him, mm-hmm. beyond mean.
Yeah.
Booing him.
Yeah.
And then
Bars like putting, hanging him outside the door. Yeah.
And there mm-hmm. was a game when he started turning it around.
Yeah.
And making unbelievable plays and they started cheering for him. I was like, well, I can't.
Yeah.
And it was, it was really sweet. And I was still like angry at those, at the people
for not believing in him.
But I was so happy.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a ridiculous question. Who were you attracted to?
Hot pants.
Rachel. I would have believed you if you said hot pants before we saw his personality.
I know. I know. I was not attracted to him.
Mm-mm.
No, I mean, come on. Who were you attracted to?
Well, yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. David Beckham, he is gorgeous. By the way,
yeah,
Victoria Beckham as well.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
I mean, how about a night with those two?
We're just going to leave that there. Let's just leave that right there.
Let's just let it.
I know somebody that would be into that, though. It's not me.
Are you saying it's me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, YOLO. By the way, can we please bring YOLO back?
Can you please never say that again? You're upset with me saying dope. And you're saying
the Breck girl.
And you're saying YOLO? Like, as if that's current and relevant. Like, Eve, I feel bad for people that are like, this is my dog. His name is YOLO. I'm like, oh, I get it. You named your dog YOLO 15 years ago.
At the time, when it was cute.
Yes. And like, nobody says YOLO now. And I'm embarrassed for you. I'm embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed for you. All right.
Rachel.
But I did say dope. But that's because I'm so dope.
That's all for this week's episode. All right. Next week, we'll be talking about the ringleader, the case of the bling ring on Max. Rach, before we go, would you like to hear some true fan mail?
I'm dying to hear some true fan mail. I'm so excited.
Okay. Renee writes, I love Rachel. She's great. She's great, and the fact that you two can make fun of each other and laugh about inside jokes and years of shared memories is just perfect. Cheers. So happy for you and for us. Bring it, ladies. Welcome, Rachel. You're awesome.
Aww.
That's very sweet. Now, okay.
Mm-hmm. That moves me. That moves me to tears.
It's very sweet. Sono Anna 8 wrote a 5-star review. Thank you, Sono. And Anna. Love Rachel and Cheryl together. First, I'm so glad this podcast is back on. I had many, many laughs with Tig and Cheryl, but I'm so happy for Tig starting Handsome. That show is a riot. I am very happy with the chemistry between Rachel and Cheryl, and I completely loved this episode. I didn't think the show could go off the rails. more than in previous episodes, and I was delighted to be wrong. Okay, listen, if you want us to hear from you, please email us at truestoryfanmail@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram, truestorypod. All right.
Okay. Do you need a drink right now?
I really do.
I feel like you just did, like that was like I'm like you just felt like you just the weight of the world just got lifted off your shoulders.
My face hurts.
Really do. You do. You guys, Cheryl is the one that like has the full outline and insists on being the only one that reads it.
But by the way, I just
get to like do color commentary.
You have the
lady.
Next
I do.
Okay, Rachel. Next episode.
Great.
We're going to flip it.
Bling ring. I'm doing it.
Are you ready to flip it?
Boom. I am so ready.
I will do color and you are going to.
Great.
Okay.
I like
it. Gauntlet has been thrown down.
And now I have pit sweat. I'm suddenly nervous and asking myself, what have I gotten myself into?
You guys, we love reading your messages, comments, and reviews. Keep letting us know what you think about the docs and leave us a review and we might just read your response on the show. All right, Rach, that's going to do it. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I'll call you tonight.
We'll call you tonight.
True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Rachel Harris. It's produced by Thomas Ouellette, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with production assistance from Nadia Labetz. Special thanks to Gabby Kovacic, Patrick McDonald, and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story wherever you get your podcasts. You can email us at truestoryfanmail@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.